ॐ अज्ञान त्रिमनन्दस्य ज्ञानञ्जना शलकय चक्षुवन्मिलितं येन तस्मये श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापरकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगना रघुनाथं वितं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदं सहगना ललिता शिवशाखं वचंश्च हे कृष्ण करुणसिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपेका कंच राधा कंच नमोस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुत देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंश कल्प चरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावरण्याय कृष्णा प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरचिजे नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Hare Krishna. So today is a reading from Srila Prabhupada, Lilamrit. Now, we should understand that hearing about the activities of Srila Prabhupada is a very special thing for us. To hear about Krishna's devotee and to hear about Krishna, which is the best? Huh? They're both, it's a trick question, Baba. Huh. How can you not hear about Krishna's devotee and Krishna together? Krishna's not alone. You know, sometimes you see a painting of Krishna, he's standing alone. Is there ever a time when Krishna is alone? No, he's always with Srimati Radharani, isn't he? Or with Balarama. Or with Mother Yashoda. When we hear the pastimes of Krishna, Krishna's always with his devotees. And we hear that the devotees of Krishna are very dear to him. They're very dear to him. He says that Uddhava is so dear. Right? He's more dear than Sankarshan. He's more dear than Lakshmi. He's more dear, Krishna says, more dear than my own body is Uddhava. And Krishna sent Uddhava to Vrindavan to see the devotees of Vrindavan, because they had more love they had more love. So that's our Gurudev. He's a resident of Vrindavan. He's such a devotee of Srimati Radharani. Even when he was a child, his father would invite all these sadhus to the house. Any sadhus. His father had no discrimination. He would invite all sadhus to the house and feed them. And then he would say, "Bless my child, that he gets the mercy of Srimati Radharani." Prabhupada told this. He's hinting. He's letting us know. Only by the mercy of the Guru can you know the Guru. So we're reading from this pastime in chapter 10 called Beyond the Lower East Side. It's describing Srila Prabhupada's activities in USA. There's a short comment by Brahmananda Mahaprabhu. "But we were shocked that he was going to leave. I never thought that Krishna consciousness would go beyond the Lower East Side. What to speak of New York City? I thought that this was it, and it would stay here eternally." Nice comment. Brahmananda Prabhu, he's saying that all the devotees were shocked that Srila Prabhupada had very big plans for spreading Krishna consciousness. But they were not experienced. They were not experienced people. Hare Krishna was becoming popular. Regular kirtans in the park. Newspaper coverage. Hayagriva called it the Hare Krishna explosion. The Lower East Side hippies considered the chanting of Hare Krishna one of the grooviest things happening. Grooviest means that's what you have to do. It's the trend. It's very trendy. Everybody chants Hare Krishna, who's anybody. You know, if you're not chanting Hare Krishna, you're boring. That's what they were thinking right then in America. Everybody was, "Wow, you're chanting Hare Krishna?" "Yeah, I'm chanting. Wow, so am I." And that the Swami's disciples didn't take LSD didn't seem to affect their popularity. The devotees were accepted as angelic people, carrying the peaceful chanting to others and offering free food and a free place to stay. You could get the most interesting vegetarian food free at their place if you went at the right time. And in their storefront, on the shelf by the door, were books from India. So here it's pointed out that at that time, many people were taking LSD, drugs. That was the situation at that time, because people were very frustrated with material life, going to a job, you know, from in the morning till in the evening, catching the train, pushing in on the train and getting off the train, working in some job, some boss is telling you, "You must just do this, you must do this, you must do this." And it's so many things. And it's all boring. And all the reason? To get some money. Why? Well, I have to get money. Otherwise I'll starve. But the counterculture was there. They were saying, you don't need so much money. You can live in the park. There was such a culture. They would camp. They, you know, make a tent. And with the girlfriends and boyfriends, they would somehow or another live very simply. And their happiness was found in intoxication. Intoxication. It was a new thing for them. It was a new thing. If you ask them why, I've been asking this question to a few devotees. If you ask an alcoholic or a drug taker, why? And they'll say, well, I want to be happy. Is that the reason why? Is that the real reason? The drug addict is taking drugs because he says he wants to be happy. Is it true? He thinks so. He's bewildered. That's the reason why. They're bewildered by the mode of ignorance. So here it's explained that most people were in the mode of ignorance, tamaguna. And therefore they are thinking that intoxication is happiness. But the devotees, Srila Prabhupada came there and he told them, no intoxication. And they chanted Hare Krishna and they could do it. They could do it. You understand? They could do it. By chanting Hare Krishna, they got some secret strength. Where did they get it? Where did they get it? How is it possible? And the devotees, even though they were not taking intoxication, they were still very popular. They were popular. Devotees were popular. Because they were seen as the messengers of this chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. They were the messengers. And they were bringing people peace and happiness. They were bringing people peace and happiness. People, at that time, they're in the mode of ignorance. They're thinking peace and happiness will be through LSD, marijuana, drinking wine and beer, ice cold, of course. Like this. They're thinking that will bring them happiness. Because they weren't happy. They weren't happy. They were dissatisfied. They were dissatisfied. You understand? You can only become happy if you're satisfied. Are you satisfied? Can you be satisfied in the material world? Come on. People will say, you haven't tried. They will say, you're not trying hard enough. You're not satisfied? But a devotee is satisfied. A devotee is satisfied. Srila Prabhupada would say, simple living, high thinking. Simple living, high thinking. So a devotee is satisfied. He is not hankering after more money. More and more and more. The devotee, he is not greedy for material things. And therefore, devotee becomes peaceful. But if you're greedy for material things, you can never be peaceful. If you're lusty, you can satisfy your lust. And if you're angry, you can satisfy your anger. But greediness for material things cannot be satisfied. Srila Prabhupada would say, if somebody gets 1,000 rupees, they're thinking it's nothing. I want 10,000 rupees in my account. And then they get 10,000 rupees. It's nothing. I want 1 lakh. And then they get some little interest. This is not enough. I want 10 lakhs, isn't it? You want 10 lakhs. It's not enough. I want to crawl out of peace. If you develop such greed, you'll never be satisfied. That Prahlad Maharaj is saying. Prahlad Maharaj tells how even if you get everything in this world, even if you got all the land in your name, all the land and property, even if you got all the wealth, all the gold, jewels, silver, everything. And even if you got so many servants, thousands and thousands of servants who are serving you, still, Hiranyakashipu was not satisfied. And therefore, he was drinking. Drinking, he was drunkard. And he was very angry. He was very angry. Like that. So what is this miracle? This miracle, Srila Prabhupada has come to America in the place of Kali, material opulence and sense gratification. But people are not satisfied, and when they chant Hare Krishna, those who can follow it, they become very peaceful. And others see them and think, oh, they're very nice. And not only are they peaceful and happy, they want everybody to be peaceful and happy. They want to distribute that peace and happiness. Therefore it's said here that they, in the temple, they had made a little temple and they were giving prasadam. They were giving nice prasadam. It says here, very wonderful prasad. So when people come to the temple, they're very much happy. Oh, and getting such nice uttapa and halava, food for life, halava, they put, but not today. But not today. Why? It's prasadam? It's prasadam? Is there any fault in taking prasadam? Why? Because Mahaprabhu, he told his mother, you follow a Kadashi. You don't take any grains. Mahaprabhu said so. That's why. And our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, in disciplic succession, he gives this order. Even Mahaprasad, you don't take it. You can take it the next day.
That's why.
There's no sin. It's prasad.
But it will be aparad if I disobey the orders of Mahaprabhu. If I disobey the order of my guru. You understand? That's why.
But generally, we are giving very wonderful prasad. And we're getting wonderful prasad.
And we're getting satisfaction. We're getting satisfaction.
Of course, we're in the material world. We're in the material world and people are mentally disturbed. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya hyupadrita. People are mentally disturbed. That means even if you're getting very nice prasad, still there'll be one or two people who will complain. This is not according to my liking. There'll be one or two people who will complain. Even you're living in a palace. My God, what a great palace it is. There'll still be one or two people who will complain. My facility is not so good. They're not giving me a very fat cushion for sleeping. Like, I am not getting AC room. I'm not getting AC room. Some people will feel some dissatisfaction. They will complain. Because we are in the material world. In the spiritual world, everybody gets whatever they desire. Whatever you desire, you'll be with Krishna. And there is kalpavriksha. Kalpavriksha trees. Whatever you desire, you can have. Of course, in Vrindavan, it's not Aishwarya Dham. Therefore, the trees there only give fruits and flowers and leaves and scent. And this, like a guru coming from sap. Because that is Madhurya Dham. It's Madhurya. But in Vaikuntha, they can give you anything. Gold, jewels, even beyond your imagination. Beyond our imagination. It is said, you cannot imagine it. You cannot imagine. The only way to know is to see it. You have to see it to understand it. So with Krishna, there is complete satisfaction. There is complete satisfaction. Some are satisfied in Shantarasa. Shantarasa. Some are completely satisfied just hearing about Krishna. Just to hear about Krishna. They like it. They have no direct relationship with Krishna. Just to hear about Krishna. And that is the first stage also of devotional service. That is considered the first stage. You understand? Of a liberated person. He just hears about Krishna. And he's satisfied. But when he makes more advancement, he wants to render some service. He wants to do something for Krishna. I want to do something. Let me clean this temple. Let me also engage in fanning the Lord. Fanning the deity. Let me also engage in something for the devotees that will please my spiritual master, which will please Krishna. I want to do something. This is a dasya rasa. Dasya rasa.
with that. And he feels satisfied. He's doing some service. But then there's those who are not satisfied. They want more. And they sing that song. Kabe habe bolo se dinama, amara padaguchi, Krishna namaruchi. They feel some dissatisfaction. But it's not ordinary dissatisfaction. It's not material. They want to embrace Krishna. They want to speak with Krishna as a friend. They'll do service. They'll do any service. But they're not happy with service. They want intimate service. Friendship. They want friendship with Krishna. Like that. And then there's even more intimacy. Because in servitude, there's Gyan Aishwarya and reverence. You know, he's Bhagavan. How can you joke with him? How can you joke with him? Aparad. He's Bhagavan. How can you think that you will give him a hug? How can you dare think that thing? But the devotee, he dares. He dares. Despite disqualification, feeling. But he doesn't feel disqualified. Because he forgets that Krishna is God out of love. He wants to love Krishna. He wants to serve Krishna. And therefore he wants to see Krishna in a different way. In Dasaras, they are like this. With awe and reverence. But those who think of Krishna with more love, they understand that this is restricting. Is restricting. I'll be restricted. And therefore they want to serve Krishna with love. Like this. There's more. And yet then there's more advancement. Those who love Krishna as friend, they see Krishna as their equal. As their equal. You understand? They don't think of Krishna as their superior. They think of Krishna as their equal. But when they make more advancement, more love, they see Krishna as their dependent. That I'm Krishna's superior and he has to do what I say. Krishna, it's time to come and eat. Krishna, you have to come and take your bath now. Come here, Krishna. And Krishna feels pleasure in becoming their subservient, serving them. This is there in some levels of friendship, but it is especially there in Vatsalya Rasa. In Vatsalya Rasa, there's such loving dealing with Krishna. And when that becomes more intimate, one wants to serve Krishna in intimate loving affairs. Very intimate loving dealings in conjugal rasa. In conjugal rasa. Like that. And the devotee who gets that, they're very satisfied. Everybody who gets whatever they like, they're getting what they like and they become satisfied. They're getting what you get what you want. It takes time. It takes time. If you want that thing, which is like the most valuable kostubamani, if you want that thing, then where are you going to find that thing here? In Mumbai? In the world? Where will you find it? That kostubamani came from the churning of the ocean of milk. And who took it? Krishna. Even the demigods didn't get it. The Vishnu took it. He went like that. But Krishna says, he will fulfill your desire. Ye yatamam papadyante tamstataiva bhajami aham mamu vatmanu vatante manusha pata savas. That as they surrender, I will reward them. I will reward. So the devotees, they were chanting Hare Krishna and they were getting such satisfaction. I remember Jamuna Mataji, our beloved god sister. Jamuna Mataji was saying how with Srila Prabhupada, the chanting was hypnotic. Srila Prabhupada was so absorbed in chanting Hare Krishna. And those who were with him became so absorbed. And it took over. Sometimes devotees say, we are not chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna is chanting us. This chanting takes over. It takes over. The devotees are dancing and chanting in the kirtan. And they forget their material existence. They forget the material existence. When we hear about Krishna, Krishna Katha, we forget our material existence. When we're hearing about Prabhupada, we're forgetting our material existence. We're forgetting it. And we're becoming purified. We're becoming purified and we're getting our real consciousness. The real consciousness, Krishna consciousness, is being awakened. We're getting awakened to Krishna consciousness. And so we get such transcendental satisfaction. It's not a material satisfaction. And one gets transcendental vision. He gets transcendental vision. Everyone else has got material vision. Just like we were speaking, how Arjuna, he wanted to see the Vishvarupa, the universal form. So Krishna had to give him the eyes. Krishna had to give him the eyes to see it. You can see it, but not with these eyes. Neither by mental adjustment, you know, or by study of books. You may think, oh, I'll study books. I'll adjust my intelligence. I'll look at it differently. Another perspective. No. You can't intellectually adjust. You can't mentally adjust. It is dependent on the mercy of Krishna and the mercy of the pure devotee. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadat nagati katopi. It's dependent on mercy alone. You can't adjust the material situation, adjusting your intelligence, adjusting, oh, I'll get more knowledge, I'll be more knowledgeable. It's got nothing to do with it. Krishna bestows upon the devotee his mercy in the form of transcendental pleasure and transcendental vision. And then it is transcendental experience becomes available. In the Shastras it's saying that one has to become purified. Your material senses cannot experience it. You cannot get satisfaction through the material senses, because you are spiritual. You are spiritual. Therefore, no matter how much material facility you're given, you will not be satisfied. But as soon as you come in contact with the transcendental, you'll be satisfied. You will be satisfied and you will experience transcendental happiness. It's not ordinary happiness. It's not ordinary happiness. You know, like, oh, you got a letter from some legal advice and they tell you, oh, you just inherited from one family member so many lakhs of rupees. And you may think, oh, I'm rich. An unexpected wealth comes. Many things can happen like that. And you may think, oh, I'm happy. But you're not really happy. You're not really happy. Those things come and go. They come and go. I may get those things today, but they just come one day and the next day. There'll be some bad news. Oh, you've got cancer. Your mother just died. So many things. This is the material world. There's no real satisfaction here. At any time, there'll be war. There'll be a war. Nuclear. Or terrorist. Terrorist bomb blast. Also, this material world is like that. It has a problem. But the devotees are satisfied and happy. They're very happy and they're very blissful. And people can see it. They can see it. You can't imitate it. You can't imitate it. Devotee must be devotee. I remember a Prabhupada's centennial in 1996. And we were looking at a resolution. You know, just like each year we make a New Year resolution. A New Year resolution. Oh, this year I will chant my rounds really better. I'll chant my rounds properly. Previously I'm not chanting very properly, you know, so now I'll make a resolution. But in 1996, we were trying to, you know, think about what's the best resolution we can make. So I asked my dear God brother and guru, Srila Gaura Govinda Swami, what's the best resolution we can make? And he said, you should make a resolution, Jagadatma, that you will become a real devotee. You think it's funny? It's not funny. He said, you should make a resolution that you become a real devotee. Stop pretending. You should be a real devotee. That should be our resolution, that we'll be the real followers of Srila Prabhupada. We'll become real. And that was not a popular resolution. Devotees didn't like to hear that one very much. But that's what he said, and I agree. And we hear that these devotees, in the beginning, they were very simple. They were very simple, and they were chanting Hare Krishna, and they were just following very simply. And they thought it would go on forever. They were just so amazed. It was in the newspaper. They were on the TV. They became famous. They were amazed. Why? Why is it so? We are just chanting Hare Krishna. Why is it so? They weren't looking for propaganda. They weren't looking to make newspaper headline. They weren't looking. But it happened anyway. You understand? It was not artificial. It happened anyway. And our godbrother Hayagriva Prabhu, he said, the Hare Krishna explosion. This Hare Krishna explosion. By following Srila Prabhupada, they were having such amazing effect. They couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable. They were just in that New York City. One handful of devotees. And it was exploding. And then devotees started going to other cities. They were going to other cities. Like, what is happening? What is happening? Now put yourself there. Put yourself there. Prabhupada was an old sannyasi. They were calling Swamiji. And he was telling them about Krishna. And they were chanting Hare Krishna and they were following something. Some of them began putting dhoti and sari. And Prabhupada was teaching them how to mark their body with tilak. And they were chanting in the street. And they became changed. They became messengers of love of God. They became messengers of love of God for Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. Immediately, just like that. And that's still going on today. That's still going on today. I meet devotees. We met some devotees, and now they are preaching, and they are making so many devotees in Orissa. Because they're simple. They are simple. They have this simplicity. And they're just following as it is. They follow us as it is. And in this way, Krishna consciousness is spreading all over the world. And it's continuing. It's continuing to spread. You don't have to be a big, big person. You know, Superman. You don't have to be a big, big person. You just have to be genuine. You don't need big facility. They didn't have any big facility. But they were genuine. We just have to be genuine. Jaradekataha Krishna Upadesh Amara Agyaya Guru Hanantaradesh. Whoever you meet, you're walking on the street, someone will look at you, look at somebody. Hare Krishna. Oh, Hare Krishna. Another one, oh, Hare Krishna. Oh, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then somebody stops. Oh, I have been to your Hare Krishna, Hare Rama temple. Oh, thank you very much. I'm very happy to meet you. And then you talk to them about Krishna. And they become encouraged. And they come to the temple and get some mala and they begin chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And another one, and another one, and another one. So in this way, this is going on. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Hare Krishna movement. It's a mission. And Srila Prabhupada had that vision. He had that vision. The devotees there, at that time, they didn't have that vision. They thought, oh, this is very nice here in New York. But then Srila Prabhupada is pushing for worldwide. And they are all amazed. Wow! Wow! What a big vision! It's a big vision. A big vision for spreading love of God all over the world. ISKCON. ISKCON. Meant for spreading International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Like that. This is the strategy. ISKCON. Harinam Sankirtan. Book distribution. Prasadam distribution. Temples. Deity worship. Festivals. Janmashtami. Ram Navami. Schools. Farms. Restaurants. So many things, increasing. Now, internet, krishna.com, so many things, increasing. Like this. This is the vision of our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. He had vision like this. And he gave that vision. He's distributing that vision. He's giving it. Come on. Here's the vision. Can you help? Srila Prabhupada would say, please help me. Please help me. I have got this mission of my spiritual master. I'm old man. You please help me. And he would say, thank you very much. Thank you very much, all these young men and ladies. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You're helping in the mission of my spiritual master. Like this. So he had, and he gave this vision. And he's just asking, help. Please help us. See what you can do. See what you can do. And therefore the devotees became very enthusiastic to spread Krishna consciousness, to teach Krishna consciousness, to show Krishna consciousness, to show it like this. We're not just speaking about it, we're showing it. It's practical. In so many ways. Even people there, they're amazed. Oh yeah, I went there, it was so clean. And now we have hospitals. Bhaktivedanta Hospital. Devotee care. So many things. What next? Maybe you can think of something. Maybe you can think of that. Hare Krishna TV station. Yes, they're talking about it. They don't have TV, ISKCON TV. Maybe some Hare Krishna TV station. Like this. And radio. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati will say, we can have a Hare Krishna newspaper that has news from the spiritual world. We can do it. So that people can be Krishna conscious. Like that. So Prabhupada is giving the vision. He's giving the vision, and you just have to say, what can you do? What can you do? We're not going to tell you. What can you do? Huh? What is your idea? What can you do? What are you going to do? Nobody can tell you. You have to do it. Oh, I'm going to be a real devotee. I'm going to follow everything very nicely, and I'm going to be genuine. I'm going to be a genuine devotee. I'm going to be the best devotee I can be for Srila Prabhupada. That's what I'm going to do. Okay? So we'll stop there. Please excuse me for speaking too much. Hare Krishna. Does anybody have any question? Any questions? Or comment? No? Srila Prabhupada ki? Lilamrita ki? Samaveda Bhaktivinda ki? Nithai Gaura Premananda Hari Hari Bo. Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Sri Gaura Bhaktivinda ki? Jai.